Good morning and welcome to Behind the Bench, our weekly look at the Buffalo Sabres. We're joined each week by reporter Bill Hoppe. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Omar.
Well, the season is underway. The team lost its first two games before getting a win Monday against Columbus. What are some of your overall impressions from the first three games?
Well, your first impression is that they're just a much better team. Just the eye test of watching the game, games look normal again. They don't look like they looked the past couple of years. It looks like real hockey. They look like a competitive team. The other thought is that they're a work in progress. They're still kind of raw. They have 7 to 10 new faces, a whole new coaching staff, and sure, they have all this. They've had this infusion of talent, but it's going to take time. And I think for three games, we've seen that where there's stretches where they're pretty bad, and then we saw Monday they were pretty good.
We've already seen some line juggling, some players changing positions. One area that really clicked on Monday was the power play. Three of the four goals scored with the man advantage.
Yes, as you saw, the power play is much, much better, and there was nowhere to go but up. They were 30th last year, I believe. They were just terrible. And they've built up some nice forward depth, and now they have two legit NHL power play units. And right now, Jack Eichel is on the second unit, so that shows you how much depth they have.
Speaking of Jack Eichel, everyone is talking about the goal he scored on Monday against Columbus. Not just the goal itself, but the effort that led to the goal. Take us through that play.
It was a phenomenal goal, a phenomenal play. Jack Eichel skated into the left circle, passed it into the slot, but it was deflected backwards toward the blue line, leaving the zone. And Jack zoomed after the puck, outmuscled one of the Columbus Blue Jackets for it, went right back down the left wing, and from the left circle just wired a shot by Sergei Bobrovsky, one of the best goalies in the league. And Bobrovsky was only giving him a little corner over his right shoulder, and Eichel found the back of the net. And it's one of those goals. Everyone's talking about it. I think it's going to be a highlight reel staple for years and years. And I think in 10, 20 years, we still might be talking about that goal Jack Eichel scored in his third NHL game. And we've heard so much about Jack Eichel now for a year, and we've seen some of it. But for him to play NHL regular season games just a week into his career to be doing things like that, it just shows you what a talent he is.
We do have a significant injury to talk about. Starting goaltender Robin Lehner was injured in the first game of the season. He's out 6 to 10 weeks with a sprained ankle. Backup Chad Johnson has assumed the starting role. Could we see a trade here, or does GM Tim Murray sort of ride it out with the guys he has?
I think you could see a trade at some point, but as of right now, I think the plan is to ride it out, to let Johnson play and see how he does. And so far, he's done very well. And I think when the time comes that he needs a break, they're either going to recall Linus Omark from Rochester, who's developed into a very nice prospect over in Sweden. This is his first North American season, and he played very well in his debut with Rochester the other night. Or they could turn to Nathan Lewin, who's currently backing up Chad Johnson. But if neither of those options work out, they would probably have to trade for a goalie. They have some nice goaltending options, but it could also become quite the dilemma for them.
Well, the Sabres are in Florida for a two-game road trip that starts tonight. They'll be back home next Wednesday for a home game against Toronto. We'll talk to you Thursday. Thanks for your time, Bill.
Thank you, Omar.